What if I told you that the absolute most powerful artificial intelligence systems in the world right now cannot actually explain why they make their decisions?
Yeah, it's a pretty wild thing to think about.
Right. I mean, I'm your host, and welcome to today's deep dive. We are talking about systems that are diagnosing patients, managing millions of dollars in financial portfolios, driving our cars, you know, and they are completely opaque.
And I'm your expert for today. And you're completely right. We've basically traded accountability for raw computing power.
Exactly. Like, we feed a million data points into a neural network, hit puree, and out comes this remarkably accurate prediction. But if you ask that AI, hey, why did you deny this person's mortgage?
Or, you know, why did you swerve the car into the other lane?
Yeah, exactly. We just stare into a complete void. The underlying logic is just this impenetrable soup of, like, billions of numbers. It's the ultimate black box.
Which is a terrifying reality when you consider how much of our global infrastructure relies on those very systems today. I mean, we gained this immense, almost magical capability over the last decade.
Oh, for sure. The leaps have been huge.
Right, but we completely sacrificed the transparency and the mechanical certainty that that used to define traditional software engineering.
And that is exactly why today's deep dive is just so critical. Our mission today is to dig into a massive stack of source materials. We've got highly technical white papers, architectural blueprints, product roadmaps.
That's a lot of dense reading.
It is, but it's detailing this completely paradigm-shifting AI framework called Matrix AI. And we want to explore how this system is fundamentally redefining what software even is.
They are proposing a totally new architecture, one that bridges the gap, right? Giving us the learning power of a modern neural network, but keeping the strict, auditable transparency of, like, a traditional mechanical clock.
I love that analogy, a mechanical clock. We're talking about a system built entirely on vectors, continuous mathematical functions, native probability, and these specialized supervisor agents.
The ambition here is just staggering. Matrix AI is attempting to completely rewire how humans and machines interact.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if the architects behind Matrix AI have actually pulled this off, we are looking at the holy grail of computer science.
An AI that is actually accountable for its actions.
Exactly. So I want to start at the very beginning of the pipeline. Like, from human intention to the model. How do we get there?
Right, because translating human thought to machine action is the hardest part.
Yeah, if you've ever tried to explain a complex task to another human being, you know, language is just incredibly imprecise.
No, absolutely. It's so messy.
We say things like, make this process safer or sort these emails better. How on earth does Matrix AI translate that vague human intent into a functional model without completely losing control?
Well, the journey starts with how the system actually ingests your prompt. The developers designed two distinct entry paths for this.
Okay, two paths. What's the first one?
The first is what they call the prompt agent. And this path is purely deterministic. There is no AI black box here, no guessing.
Okay, so just strict logic?
Exactly. It normalizes your text, figures out the domain, say, clinical fall risk for a hospital or basic email classification, and it extracts rigid rules from what you've typed.
But we both know people don't write in perfectly parsed syntax.
No, they definitely do not.
Like, if I'm a manager trying to build a new automated workflow, I might write a prompt that's just a rambling paragraph full of contradictory ideas.
Yeah.
The prompt agent would probably just choke on that, right?
It absolutely would. Which is exactly why they built the second path, which they call the LLM proposal agent.
LLM proposal agent.
Yeah. This path basically acknowledges that humans are messy. It allows the system to call out to an external large language model. You know, think of the massive conversational AIs we use every day to interpret your tangled human intent.
Wait. I have to push back hard on this right now.
I thought you might.
Yeah, because we just established that the entire point of Matrix AI is to kill the black box. If we are taking our pristine, accountable system and immediately hooking it up to an external LLM,
which is essentially a hallucinating black box.
Right. Aren't we just inviting the exact problem we're trying to solve right back into the core of our software?
That is the obvious red flag. And honestly, the architects clearly anticipated it. Notice that the agent is called the LLM proposal agent.
Proposal. Okay, so it's just suggesting things.
Exactly. In the Matrix AI architecture, the LLM is entirely stripped of execution power. It is treated as an inherently untrustworthy brainstormer. It pitches an idea, but it writes zero laws.
Ah, okay. So it's like a creative consultant pitching a marketing campaign to a board of incredibly strict lawyers. The consultant can say whatever they want, but the lawyers hold the pen.
That captures the dynamic perfectly. Once the LLM generates its proposal, it hits the ultimate gatekeeper in the system, which is called the prompt supervisor.
A prompt supervisor. Sounds intimidating.
It is. The supervisor basically assumes the LLM's output is flawed or dangerous right out of the gate. So the proposal must survive a gauntlet of 7 strict deterministic checks before it is ever allowed to proceed.
7 separate automated auditors. They really built this with deep paranoia.
Total paranoia. Which is what you want in safety-critical systems.
So what are these checks actually looking for?
They cover every possible vector of failure. For example, there's the planner verifier to ensure the logical structure actually makes sense.
Okay, check in the logic.
Then there's the safety agent, which rigidly enforces a simulation-only sandbox that prevents the LLM from accidentally writing a rule that could execute a real-world action without explicit permission.
Oh, wow. So it literally can't touch the outside world.
Right. There's even a Python compiler check just to make sure the proposed logic is mathematically executable and won't just crash the system.
That makes sense.
And only if a proposal passes all 7 of these checks is it converted into Matrix AI's highly rigid internal format, which they call dot semantic.
So for you listening, imagine building complex software just by describing what you wanted to do in plain English.
Right.
But instead of just crossing your fingers and hoping the AI wrote safe code underneath, you have this tireless, hyper-pedantic team of automated auditors dissecting every single word.
And within that gauntlet, the translation work is really fascinating. Take another agent in that supervisor group called the Goal Translator.
What does that one do?
Well, humans speak in high-level goals. We might tell the system to, say, maximize safety in the factory. The Goal Translator takes that abstract concept and forces it into a verifiable mathematical rule.
How does it do that? Math doesn't really understand safety.
Exactly. So it might translate maximize safety into setting an internal parameter called action threshold min to 0.90.
Okay, so it turns an English concept into a hard mathematical boundary. I get it. So the auditors give the green light. We have a perfectly safe English language plan locked into this dot semantic format.
Yep, safe and sound.
But a computer can't actually execute an English plan, right? No matter how well structured it is.
Yeah.
How does this system actually run the math without relying on those traditional clunky if-then coding statements?
Well, that right there was the next massive architectural hurdle for them. Traditional coding logic, as we know it, is built on discrete math.
Discrete math, meaning like separate distinct values.
Exactly. If you write an if statement, say, if a patient's risk score is over 0.8, then trigger an alert that is mathematically discontinuous.
When you say discontinuous, I'm kind of imagining a sudden cliff. Like the score is 0.79 and nothing happens. It's totally flat.
Nothing happens.
Then it hits 0.8 and boom, it jumps straight up to trigger the alert.
A sudden cliff is the absolute perfect way to visualize a step function. It's binary. It's on or off. The problem is that neural networks, which are the engines that allow modern AI to learn and adapt, they absolutely hate sudden cliffs.
Really? Why is that?
Because they learn through a mathematical process called gradient descent. They need smooth slope so they can, quote unquote, feel which direction to adjust their parameters to find the optimal solution.
I see. So if a function is a sudden cliff, the AI just gets stuck.
Exactly. It doesn't know if it's getting closer to the edge or farther away because the ground is totally flat until the drop.
Okay, so Matrix AI needs to get rid of the cliff. It's almost like taking a traditional light switch that can only be on or off, which is discrete, and rewiring it into a dimmer switch, which is continuous.
Yes.
Suddenly, the AI can learn exactly how much to turn the dial to get the perfect lighting, rather than just fumbling in the dark for a binary switch.
The dimmer switch analogy hits the nail right on the head, and the agent responsible for rewiring that switch in Matrix AI is called the mathematical agent.
The mathematical agent.
Yeah. Its entire job is to look at our rigid, discrete human rules from that dot semantic plan we talked about and translate them into continuous symbolic mathematical expressions.
Okay, give me a concrete example. How does it actually take that rigid if-then statement about the patient's risk score and turn it into a dimmer switch?
It uses a mathematical concept called a sigmoid function. Let's take the rule. If X is greater than T, then take an action. The mathematical agent translates that into the formula. Sigmoid of K times X minus T. Visually, it takes that sudden vertical cliff edge of the IF statement, and it smooths it out into this elegant sloping S curve.
Wow. Okay. So if I set a rule saying, alert the nurse if the heart rate drops, A standard program treats dropping as a sudden hard threshold.
Exactly. It's just a rigid line.
But Matrix AI translates that into a curve, meaning the AI can actually see the trend approaching the threshold. It can feel the slope.
Yes, it feels the slope, which changes everything.
What if I have a more complex rule, though? Like, if the patient is high risk, Andy, their heart rate is dropping.
Well, a traditional logical AND is just as rigid as an IF statement. But the mathematical agent translates that AND condition into a mathematical product of sigmoids.
So it's multiplying the curves together.
Exactly. By multiplying those continuous probabilities together, the AI maintains that smooth, differentiable slope across multiple intersecting conditions.
This is blowing my mind a little bit. Because this fundamentally changes the nature of the software. We've basically taught the mechanical clock how to learn like a neural network without melting the gears into a blender.
It completely redefines the architecture from the ground up. Because every single rule has been translated into continuous math, the system can treat the entire software program as a dynamic computational graph.
A computational graph.
Yes. They call this file format .mxai. In this graph, data doesn't flow as isolated variables. It flows as vectors.
Okay, let's pause on vectors for a second, because that's a term that gets thrown around a lot in physics and machine learning, and it can be confusing.
Sure.
In the context of this .mxai graph, what actually is a vector?
Think of a standard variable in traditional code as just a point on a map. It's just a static number, like the number 5.
Right.
A vector is more like an arrow. It has a magnitude and a direction. So instead of just passing the number 5 through the system, a vector passes a complex array of numbers that represent relationships and context.
Oh, so it carries a lot more information with it.
Exactly. And as these vectors flow through the computational graph, every transformation they undergo is mapped by one of those continuous sigmoid functions we just talked about.
Which means the entire software program can be optimized and trained just like a neural network. But it still retains the explicit mapped structure of traditional code.
That's the magic of it.
But wait, if everything is math, slopes, and vectors, how do we get actual usable answers out of it? Traditional software uses variables like strings or integers, you know, names or numbers.
Right.
Matrix AI must have to handle types entirely differently to make this work, right? Especially when we talk about probability and prediction.
They do. Traditional programming basically treats probability as an afterthought. Like, a developer might use a float or a decimal number, like 0.85, and just mentally decide to interpret that as an 85% probability.
Right, but the computer just sees a number. It doesn't know it's a probability.
Exactly. But Matrix AI bakes probability into the very foundation of its type system. They created specific native data types like probability, score, confidence, and risk.
So the compiler intrinsically knows that a risk variable carries a completely different mathematical weight than just a random decimal point.
You've got it. The system understands the context of uncertainty natively. And because of this, the outputs of Matrix AI models aren't just flat single word predictions. They are native probability distributions.
Okay, ground that for me. If I'm using Matrix AI to, say, sort my company's customer service emails, what does the output actually look like?
Well, if it's a classification task like sorting an email into urgent, complaint, or spam, it doesn't just spit out the word spam.
It doesn't.
No, it outputs a probability map using a categorical distribution.
So it's not just guessing spam. It's handing you a receipt that says like 85% spam, 10% complaint, 5% urgent. It's giving you the entire map of its reasoning.
Exactly. And if the system is assessing a continuous variable, like a patient's risk of falling out of bed, it outputs a normal distribution.
What does that give us?
It gives you the mean, the expected risk percentage, but crucially, it also gives you the standard deviation, which they label as sigma. It is mathematically quantifying how uncertain it is about its own prediction.
Wow. So the system knows what it doesn't know.
Precisely.
But wait, this brings us back to the most important promise of Matrix AI, right? Killing the black box.
The holy grail.
Right. If everything was melted down into continuous math curves and vectors flowing through a graph, how does the system actually explain itself? How do we pull distinct, discrete English words back out of that math curve?
Because Matrix AI never throws away the original blueprint. There is a direct, unbreakable structural lineage between the original human rule and the dot semantic plan, its mathematical translation into a sigmoid curve, and the specific node in the dot MXAI computational graph.
And they have a specific agent dedicated to tracing this, right?
Yes.
The auditor agent.
Yes, the auditor agent.
I was reading this section of the white paper, and it acts like a bilingual translator. It traces the vector's activation back to the specific sigmoid curve, maps the curve directly back to its original English rule, and tells you exactly why a decision was made.
It reverse engineers the math. Think about the high-stakes fields where this will be deployed. Healthcare, aviation, mortgage lending.
The big ones.
Yeah. If you are a doctor, knowing that a model predicts an 87% fall risk for your patient is practically useless if you don't know why. If a doctor can't see the reasoning, they just can't trust the tool.
Right. If you are that doctor, you need to know. Did it trigger because of the patient's new medication combination, their age? Or did the model just hallucinate based on a typo a nurse made in the chart yesterday?
And modern deep learning models simply cannot answer that question reliably.
No, they really can't.
But in Matrix AI, the auditor agent can point to the exact node in the graph, highlight the translated continuous function, and print out a report saying, hey, this specific combination of age and medication, which corresponds to rule 3 from your original prompt, is what pushed the probability distribution over the 0.90 threshold.
It's total transparency. The black box isn't just opened, it's completely dismantled.
Completely.
But, you know, as much as I love the transparency of predicting things is relatively safe. Acting on those predictions, that is dangerous.
Oh, definitely.
We've all seen the sci-fi movies where the AI decides to optimize the city's power grid by, you know, turning off the life support of the hospital. How does Matrix AI actually reach out and interact with the real world without causing catastrophic, untraceable errors?
This is where the blueprints shift from advanced mathematics into hardcore cryptography and security. Matrix AI handles real-world actions through explicit, isolated contracts called .mxact files.
Action contracts.
Yes. And the default state of these action contracts is incredibly strict. By default, every single action in the Matrix AI ecosystem is sandboxed under a simulate-only policy.
Simulate-only.
Right. It will run the math, it will evaluate the vectors, it will trigger the internal logic, but it structurally blocks any real-world side effects. It's essentially a mandatory dry run.
So the system will spin up and say, hey, based on my analysis, I would have sent this email to the client, but it doesn't actually hit send.
Exactly. To actually interact with the world, to send that email or write a new prescription to a database or transfer funds, the specific action contract must be explicitly elevated by a human administrator to a real with audit policy.
Real with audit.
And this is where the cryptography becomes the absolute backbone of the system.
I really want to spend some time on this because the sheer paranoia of the design here is wild to me. The sources mandate a cryptographic signature for every single automated action. Why go through all that computational trouble just to log an action?
Think about the near future we are barreling toward. In a world where AI agents act autonomously millions of times a second, traditional text logs are utterly useless.
Because there are just too many of them.
Too many. And a text log is just a file on a server. It can be easily manipulated by a hacker, it can be accidentally deleted, and it is incredibly hard to verify in a court of law. Cryptographic signatures create an immutable, undeniable audit trail.
So instead of a log file just saying email sent at 9 a.m., it generates what they call an action trace. And the white paper says this trace is mathematically sealed using an HMAC-SHA-256 signature.
Yes, HMAC-SHA-256.
For those of us who aren't cryptographers, what does that actually mean?
Think of it like a highly advanced digital wax seal on a medieval letter. The system takes all the details of the action, crunches them through a complex mathematical algorithm, and generates a unique fixed-length string of characters. That string is the seal.
And what exactly is sealed inside that letter before the wax is poured?
Almost everything. It seals the unique report ID, the exact cryptographic hash of the AI model used, the ID of this specific parameter set, the exact inputs the system received, the latency in milliseconds, any internal errors that were flagged, and a complete summary of the response.
Wow. So let's play this out. If a bad actor, or even just a glitch in a database, tries to alter a single byte of that record, later on say they try to change the input data to cover their tracks on a bad financial trade, what happens to our digital wax seal?
The seal shatters instantly. If even one comma is changed in the underlying data, the mathematical output of the algorithm changes entirely.
It's that sensitive.
Yes, it becomes mathematically obvious that the record was tampered with. This proves definitively that a specific version of a model, using a specific set of trained parameters, made a specific decision based on specific inputs at an exact millisecond in time.
That is airtight accountability. But it leads me to another thought. What happens over time? We know that AI models degrade. The world changes.
Model drift, yes.
Right. A model trained to assess mortgage risk in 2024 might be perfectly safe. But if the housing market crashes in 2026, the data it was trained on is no longer relevant. Does Matrix AI just blindly keep cryptographically signing terrible, outdated decisions?
No. And this is the final brilliant piece of the puzzle. Continual learning, which is governed by .mx continual policies, the system automatically and continuously detects statistical drift in production.
So it's constantly watching its own real-world performance.
Exactly. It compares the live incoming production data against the exact statistical fingerprint of the data it was originally trained on.
Okay, that makes sense.
If it detects that the real world is drifting away from its training baseline, maybe a new demographic of patients is entering a hospital, or a sudden shift in global financial markets occurs, it flags the anomaly immediately.
And what happens if that drift causes the model to actually degrade?
Yeah.
Like if the accuracy of its predictions drops below whatever acceptable threshold we set in the dot semantic plan?
It triggers an automated rollback.
Really? Just automatically?
Yes. The system instantly stops using the degraded parameters and reverts to the last known safe parameter set. And true to form, this automated rollback logs its own cryptographically signed rollback event.
Of course it does. Paranoia all the way down.
Exactly. It then alerts the refinement agent, which can generate a report for a human administrator suggesting exactly how the original English prompt might need to be adjusted to account for the new reality.
It's a completely self-healing, self-auditing loop. It takes the entire life cycle of an AI model, from the very first messy human thought, to the strict mathematical translation, to the real-world action, to the inevitable degradation over time, and all the way back to a human for refinement, and places it under a single, auditable, mathematically verified contract.
It truly is a profound shift in how we engineer trust into our digital systems.
Which brings us all the way back to that mechanical clock we talked about at the beginning. We don't have to build software gear by rigid gear anymore, but we also don't have to throw our hands up and surrender to the opaque, unpredictable neural blender.
Right, we get the best of both worlds.
Matrix AI gives us a new kind of clock, one that can learn, adapt, and feel the slopes of the data, but where we can still see every single movement of the hands.
Beautifully put.
And that leaves us with a final thought for you to ponder as we wrap up today's deep dive. If you think about the next time you apply for a loan, or sit in a self-driving car, or undergo a medical scan, AI agents are going to be making millions of autonomous, life-altering actions daily.
Millions.
Imagine if every single one of those decisions was cryptographically signed and perfectly auditable. How would an immutable ledger of AI decisions fundamentally alter legal liability and corporate accountability in the future?
That's a huge question.
Right. If every decision can be perfectly traced back to its mathematical root, could the concept of a quote-unquote black box defense in court, a corporation claiming they simply didn't know why the algorithm failed, could that become completely obsolete?
The implications for the legal landscape are just as massive as the technical achievements.
A completely new frontier. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep questioning the black box.